Now, the other major clinical research effort that's being launched in this patient population is a collaboration of the NSABP and your group, the BCIRG. What are you all going to look at?
So we're looking at the combination of trastuzumab and bevacizumab because we know that HER2 upregulates VEGF, and that causes the tumors to be much more aggressive, more proangiogenic. So the question was, if you combine bevacizumab and trastuzumab, what would you see? Preclinically, there was remarkable efficacy data, better than either alone, and that's been borne out in early clinical trials in first-line metastatic disease where we've just used the two antibodies and achieved response rates of 52% and clinical benefits of 83%. That was presented at San Antonio just this last time. So that's moving into the adjuvant setting with the NSABP, a 2,700-patient trial looking at TCH versus TCHB, where H is trastuzumab and B is the bevacizumab.
What about the issue of cardiac safety with this combination of bevacizumab and trastuzumab?
Well, one of the big reasons we built it on a TC backbone of taxotere carbo is because we were worried about that, because any added incremental insult to the cardiovascular system could be problematic. We know that bevacizumab gives us a hypertension rate of around 18%. As a cardiologist have taught us, and we should have learned from sort of basic cardiac physiology, if you increase afterload, that can be one of your best predictors of inducing left ventricular dysfunction. Clearly, we're going to be increasing afterload, clinically increasing it, about one-fifth of the patients, and perhaps subclinically even higher. So we'll see what the safety profile shows in TCH, TCHB, and there are other groups that have wanted to look at ACTH versus ACTHB. I suspect there'll be some data generated on that, and we'll see what it shows.